every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The whole world spoke the same language, using the same words. While the people were migrating in the east, they came upon a valley in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us mold bricks and harden them with fire." They used bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky, and so make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered all over the earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that they had built. Then the Lord said, "If now, while they are one people, all speaking the same language, they have started to do this, nothing will later stop them from doing whatever they presume to do. Let us then go down and here confuse their language, so that one will not understand what another says." Thus the Lord scattered them from there all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the speech of all the world. It was from that place that he scattered them all over the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. The Lord brings to naught the plans of nations. He foils the designs of peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the nation who God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down, he sees all mankind. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. From his fixed throne he beholds all who dwell on the earth. He who fashioned the heart of each, he who knows all of their works. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. I call you my friends, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in the faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." He also said to them, "Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power." The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. When we hear this statement from Jesus, it looks like a harsh one. But we should not forget that it is the way Jesus calls us. This saying of Jesus challenges all believers to authentic discipleship and total commitment to himself through self-renunciation and acceptance of the cross of suffering. It is not enough to just believe in the passion. Jesus encourages us to follow the example of his passion. One of the examples of this call from Jesus is found in the family. We can see how the father and the mother, in order to fulfill their duties, commit their lives daily, not only to each other, but to their children. Their roles, most of the times, imply sacrifices that make them forgetful of themselves, without compromising their vocation as role models of the domestic church. Then a new day comes to the family and the parents can continue their mission because God is in their midst and everything will be blessed by him. On the other hand, despising Jesus' call could put our lives at risk, because when we are away from Jesus Christ, we find our consolation in the world. In today's gospel, Jesus also reminds us, saying, "What profit is there for you to gain the whole world and forfeit your life?" We have no option. We have to take our own crosses and follow Jesus. In a few moments ahead, at the Eucharistic table, Jesus will be ready to help us carry our own crosses by nourishing us with his precious blood, body, soul, and divinity. He will equip us with what we need to accomplish our Christian duties.